cause kind of a rash of thefts of those different cups all over the place. It's been a rash of muggings.
Oh, there we go.
Groaner to start the day.
Well played, sir.
All right, way to light that fuse, Casey. Let's go now.
But we do have much better things than that joke coming up with Dueling Pianos in the auction that's coming up on the 27th. We have tons of people that have already signed up. We're sold out of the dinner tickets, but we're not sold out yet of the balcony tickets that you can utilize for the auction purposes and the Dueling Pianos show. So it's a blast. We encourage you to go online to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check that out. We will have items that we're loading into the online auction portion of that event here relatively quickly, and then we'll promote that on EmporiaMainStreet.com and through various channels. And then, of course, we'll have the live auction that night, which we're excited about. So if you have questions, if you want to get involved, if you want to have a fantastic night out when the wind doesn't hurt your face, because it looks like it's going to be a nice week next week, go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or stop by the office and check that out. We should have some announcements coming up quickly on some economic development initiatives with some state announcements on a large grant that they'll be releasing here fairly quickly. We'll also have show of hands information that's coming out here relatively quickly. So for the past 2 years, we've had a pitch event where locals could pitch their concepts for cash and the chance for professional services from local businesses. That event will take place on March 28th, and we'll have a release that talks about the new standards for that event and how to get involved as a local entrepreneur. We've also had a lot of folks stop by the Fabrication Lab lately. Evidently, that was a New Year's resolution for some folks, including some large organizations. I know we had Newman Regional that stopped by that looked at some different ways that we could collaborate using some of the technology in the lab. But we've had a lot of different businesses do that. So for those folks that are looking at creating their own products or getting involved with the ideation process for some new tech, we encourage you to set up an appointment with Jeremy Wharton and we'll walk you through the lab and talk about next steps. We also have several different events that are coming up for spring and summer. Be watching the EmporiaMainStreet.com website in the next week's newsletter because those tabs that we'll have will include ways to sign up. We already have a ton of interest in some of those different events, so we want to make sure locals can get signed up early. And then we've done and released research on the local area for this past year, but we've had a lot of businesses starting to reach out to say, hey, I know you can tell me what happened in 2023. When we can project 2024, we can work with our advertising reps and we can work with our internal staff to have a better year that capitalizes on some of the changes in market demographics and psychographics. And we're here to help with that with real data. So if your business needs some assistance, just contact Emporia Main Street.
Building momentum, achieving results. That would be Emporia Main Street right there.
We try, yeah. Especially when it's not negative 8 degrees when you wake up in the morning. So.
Right.
Well, one more Arctic stint here before the week is out, Casey, and then we're I think we're looking good Sunday through the remainder of the month. So,
well, that is great. Pop-up ice sculptures in people's homes are not what we want to see. So.
Casey, thanks. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street, with us here this morning.
Wonderful update.
Oh, yeah, a mugging update there.
Oh, man, so bad.
Casey here this morning, 6:53. Hey, I have an opportunity for someone out there that would like to help us out.
Okay.
In our massive amount of basketball coverage we have coming up here.
Ooh, the undertaking that is coming
in. Flint Hill Shootout this weekend. And Lyon County League all next week. In fact, right. Flint Hill Shootout, we start our coverage on Friday,
mm-hmm.
go Friday and Saturday. But we're in need of some help with the video camera.
Okay.
And then this is not difficult work. You are not running around the gym getting garnering shots. Basically, you're stationary, and the camera's on a tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And you just kind of follow the action up and down, maybe a glimpse at the scoreboards, but everything is pretty much taken care of. You got your own seat and section, and we don't pay a ton, but you do get paid for this.
Right.
So if you know anyone that might be interested, and basically we're looking for help this Saturday.
Okay.
From anywhere from 3. We got 4 games on Saturday, 3, 4:30, 6, and 7:30.
Okay.
And then next week, we have an opening for a 5:30 slot on Thursday, 5:30 slot on Friday, and then 3 games on Saturday, 4:30, 6 p.m., and 7:30.
Okay.
So, yeah, if you're interested in helping out, yeah, you sit kind of right behind the play-by-play guys.
Yep.
Right, so you're not cornered off anywhere.
You're just making sure that we can see what's going on.
Yeah, because we video these, and this is the Internet video stream.
Yep.
On KVOE TV at KVOE.com. So if you know someone who might want to pick up a few extra bucks, not too difficult of a job. We're there to steer you in the right direction all the way through. Get a hold of me here at KVOE, and we'll get you hooked up. So.
Okay.
We've had a lot of school kids take advantage of this. And
oh, I imagine so.
Help out. So, yeah, we'd like to hear from you. 6:55, 17 degrees here on a Wednesday morning. It's back to school lunch bell. Let's head to Walnut Elementary School for today's USD 253 school lunch menu.
Hello, my name is Rylan Little from Walnut Elementary School. On Wednesday, January 17th, breakfast will be ham biscuit with fruit, juice, and milk. Our lunch choices for today are chicken nuggets and dinner roll or Bosco sticks with fries, cucumber slices, peaches, and milk. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Just love these school lunch menus brought to you by Citizen State Bank. Now offering 10 locations to serve their outstanding customers, Citizen State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Authorities in Kentucky are looking for Abraham Lincoln's top hat. No, not his actual top hat. The bronze one that was a part of his 12-foot statue located in his home state.